Okay, dressed? Check. Hair, makeup, done. Extreme nervousness and guilt. Check. Why did I agree to this? Okay, okay, it will be okay. One thing at a time. Hey! Oh, wow! Look at you! Oh, you look fantastic, darling. Me? Oh, thank you. You're so sweet for noticing. Oh, you even brought flowers. Oh, and they're tulips. How did you know they're my favourite? Well, I must say, you are off to a terrific start, young man. Let me just go put these in some water, and then I'm ready to go. Oh, wow. This place is gorgeous. I can't believe you were able to get a last-minute reservation here. You are in serious danger of raising my standards, young man. Wow, you even managed to get us a table on the balcony. You are pulling out all the stops tonight, aren't you? Pulling out my chair for me. Wow, aren't you a gentleman? Thank you. Oh, there's only one menu here. Excuse me, waiter.
Yes, madame.
Can we have another menu, please? We only have the one here.
Why, certainly.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay, let's see. Drinks first. I am definitely going to need some wine or something in my system if we're really doing this. Excuse me, mister. Don't think I've forgotten how old you are. You may be 19, but you're still not old enough to drink. But, considering the circumstances, if I were to say, order 2 glasses of wine and leave one on your side of the table, I would understand if you were to mistake it for yours and drink it. Just don't tell anyone about it, okay, sweetie? Okay. Let's take a look at the food. I am really hungry. I tried not to eat too much after you left, so I'd be able to eat now. So many choices. I think I'm going to go with the pasta. That sounds delicious. What are you going to have, sweetie? Wow. That sounds really good too. Shall we see if we can flag down a... Oh!
Is Sarah, madam, ready to order?
Yes, we are ready to order. What a coincidence. Please may I have the spaghetti and 2 glasses of Pinot Noir, please. And as for dessert, well, I can never resist cheesecake, so can I have the cheesecake, please?
Yes, madam.
Thank you. Yeah, that's everything from me. What about you, sweetie? Yeah, that's everything. Thank you.
Wonderful choices.
Wow, he seems nice. You know, I've got to say, this is nowhere near as awkward as I thought it would be. Right? You really have impressed me so far. I still feel a little bad, though. I know my son is okay with it, but your mum is my best friend and... We're doing this behind her back. I don't want her to hate me for doing this. No, you're right. You're absolutely right, sweetie. Let's worry about that later and just enjoy our date and our meal now. Oh, and here come the drinks. Thank you so much. So, in the interest of making conversation until the food comes, my son mentioned that you were thinking about changing your major. Have you decided what you want to change it to? Oh, really? Wow, that's interesting. Oh, at least it means you won't end up in an office job forever like me. Me? I actually majored in English literature, not what most people would call fascinating or exciting? No, I don't think I would pick anything else if I had the chance to do it all over again. I enjoyed it at the time. The books, the experience, and that's all that matters to me. Gosh, I haven't thought about my time at university for quite a while. It was so long ago now. Oh, good. Here comes the food. Thank you. Wow, this all looks amazing. Yeah, I can't wait to dig in either. Let's eat. Oh, the cold really hits you when you've been sat inside a warm restaurant all evening. What? Your jacket? Oh, thank you. You get extra gentleman points for that. Thank you. That's much better. Oh, your jacket is so warm. It smells lovely too. Well, it's a good thing we're not too far away from my place. Pardon? Sorry, sweetie? You want to hold hands? Sure. I've got to say, sweetie, you've done a really good job tonight. You've really, really impressed me. You've pretty much made this a near-perfect date. Well, I say near-perfect because the night's still not over. If you can nail the end of the date too, then I'll consider it perfect. Well, now's your chance. Here's my house. I really did have a fun time tonight, sweetie. Thank you so much again. Yeah, I actually really would like to go out with you again. But, darling, if we're really going to do this, if we are really going to start dating each other, we have to tell your mother about us. I just want to make sure that everyone is up to speed and that everything we do is above board, so no one gets hurt. Okay? Good. I'm really glad you agree, sweetie. That means a lot to me. Now, I think it's high time you really put an end to the date, if you know what I mean. Yes, I mean you should kiss me now. Oh, very good technique. Hands on my waist, pulling me close. You really are a natural at this, aren't you? Okay, I'll stop talking, just... Oh, wow. Sweetie, that was one hell of a kiss. Yep, definitely in a good way. One more? Well, how can I say no to that? You really need to go, sweetie. Yes. Because I might decide to do something stupid if you don't. But call me, okay? We'll work out when and where to tell your mum about this. Okay? Sweetie, you really need to go. Good night, darling. Yeah, it's only me. I'm home. I'll come up in a minute. Oh, what a night. What is happening? Oh, well, whatever. It's a problem for future me, I guess. For now, it's time to lie in bed and think about him until I fall asleep. Oh, Rose, you've got it bad.